With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Leanne, hard to believe it's been 3 years of this, right?
Yeah, and I can't believe I still mean every single word that I said 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, now we've added to this race, the usual suspects, but Jim Kenney, his legacy will be to say, you can't drink soda, but we'll help you with drugs.
Exactly. So, from my understanding, which is pretty solid, the DOJ is going to go with whatever the city and safe house works out. They're working out the deal. From my understanding, which is pretty solid, the city solicitor meets with them on a regular basis. Our community groups have been excluded. The attorneys have been stonewalled. So when they sit there and say, we have the blessing of the community, again, which community are they referring to? Because the people who have grown up here, who are from here, who have small businesses, who are generations, who are not on social media, because those people don't count. And, you know, safe house in the city of Philadelphia's tweet world, none of us are even aware of it. So when you say this, their heads are turning, because if the Philadelphia Inquirer does not write it, most people have no idea what's going on. So the media takes a part in this blame because they don't do their job and inform us what's going on with just the facts. Let's just address that as well.
Well, thanks that we know you and a couple of other people. Otherwise, I know of no media outlets that are blasting this today that we're on the cusp of this. They're just not doing it.
Correct. But somehow, how did the Inquirer know that the politicians were all shut out the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody contacted any of them. So how did they know?
Yeah.
Because Safe House and the city of Philadelphia will let us know what they think we need to know. Because, see, they keep calling us ignorant and uncompassionate. You know, they'll go on and on and on that we don't have any compassion for people struggling. And again, I will sit there and say, somebody in the city of Philadelphia, raise your hand if you do not have a family member or a close friend who doesn't struggle from this disease. So this comes to the next thing. You know, 3 years ago, we were discussing fentanyl we were discussing heroin because we really didn't discuss fentanyl 3 years ago. Because what they said was, if I remember correctly, Safe House said, if there's fentanyl, we're not going to allow them to take the drugs. We will confiscate them. Well, I'm sorry, isn't fentanyl in everything? So if fentanyl's in everything, then why do we need Safe House? We basically just need people on the corner with Narcan and to revive them and call 911. I mean, isn't that really what we need at this point? Because if you're not going to allow them to shoot up their drugs with fentanyl, why would they go in there? There's no use for the facility at all.
Do you know, that's a great point, that they'd be testing the drugs. I mean, if they don't test them, then they're flying in the face of what they told us before on this. Leanne, you believe, right, too, that it would not just be one site. Would these be mobile, or would they put one in every councilmatic district?
From my understanding, it's both. From my understanding, they're going to try something new. See, nobody sits there and does a right to know to say, what are you doing with the money? You know, you're giving the money. What are you doing with the money? Because if people really wanted to be involved, they could sit there and say, I want to do a right to know. I want to know exactly where the money's spent. Why didn't our city controller say, where did the money go? How did we spend the money the last few years as we received it? I mean, wasn't that part of their job?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, I have to see how this, but you believe the first one would be in Kensington, right? That's where
Correct.
We always
They're
please.
They're going to do that to cover their basis. They're going to do that to cover their basis. You know, and then here's the other thing. Where are the gun advocates? Like, you talk about gun control, gun violence, illegal gun violence. Because we never use the word illegal gun violence. So what do you think goes on with drugs? Do you think gun dealers or drug dealers don't carry guns or illegal guns? Do you think this is all just like they're going to the pharmacy, here's my script, and they say, here's your bag, see you, you know, in another few hours? I mean, like, they act like it's civilized, and it's not.
That's exactly the point. Sanitize, civilize. You can't make something
Correct.
Like this. And when you hear about that, that the veterinarian, the chemical they're using to cut this. Yeah. To cut this, you have to have limbs amputated many times after that.
So now this goes to my next point. My best friend is an ER doctor. Her and her husband are both ER doctors. He is a former Army Ranger. When I tell you that, knowing that he was an Army Ranger and an ER doctor, that he is prepared to just see what he has to see and do what he has to do because he's been trained for years. You cannot tell me that Safe House, with the kids with their certificates from 6 months ago, who are normally, you know, and I'm not putting them down. This is part of the problem. Harm reductionists think like we're putting them down, and we're not. We're saying we don't agree with your method. There's a difference in that. I think, if anything, they're strong individuals because they want to help these people day in and day out when families are so frustrated and don't know what to do and are at their wits' end. So no one's putting the harm reductionist down. It's the method that we don't agree with. And when you look at Trent and you look at those open wounds, you're telling me some 22-year-old who's not a nurse, who's not a resident, who's not worked in an ER or trauma, they can handle that? Because I know ER doctors who can struggle with that, or trauma, or surgeons who will sit there and like be beside themselves and sit there and think like, how do we approach this? How do we do this? And you're saying we're going to ignore that key factor in all of this? I mean, like, you're not sitting there saying we're going to put this in a hospital. You know, we would have to be realistic if somebody said, you know what, we have a problem. We need to do something. They're right. Nobody's sitting there saying, like, let's set it up like a triage army base, you know, and really, like, address what's going on, like, and just deal with it. So it's not in the neighborhood. But at the same time, we have medical licensed, experienced professionals, you know, doctors, surgeons, the pharmacists, the therapists, everything that goes along with it. No one is presenting that. No one. The city's looking for it. Hey, we can help you, and we can make a few bucks because all we got to do is shoot up Narcan. We're all good to go. I mean, like, when you start to get into the gritty details of all of this, it's so ridiculous what they're saying out loud. And I don't care how calm and how sweet and how nice all these kids are when they knock on your door because they rebrand it. It's no longer safe injection sites. It's overdose prevention sites because that sounds more civilized. That sounds compassionate because that's their trigger words. You're not compassionate. Yes, I am. Get out of my way. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I know that you are.
I don't even have time for this anymore. I'm just going to cut to the chase and say, you don't know what you're doing. Get out of the way. Let grown-ups handle this because they have experience. They know what they're doing. They went to school for this. You guys did not. You're a part of the solution. You're a part of what's going on, but you're not in charge, and you should not be calling the shots.
Exactly, Leanne. To be continued. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.